Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We are right here live. I can't even believe it. We got it working this morning and everything is going. I want to make sure, give me the thumbs up in the chat that you guys see us and we are live and everything is going right today. So, Catherine, I'm so glad that you are here with us. Thank you so much for joining with us. We want to partner with you and we want to help you to save the world.
Listen, friend, we are all in this together. Thank you so much for having me. And let's just get to it. If you want to drive or if you want to answer questions, however you'd like to handle it.
Okay. What I want to make sure is give me the thumbs up, you guys. I want to make sure that you guys can see everything and that we are A-okay and going. I'm not seeing anybody giving the thumbs up. So hurry and give me the thumbs up that we're going. Before we get started, I want to just make absolutely sure that we are okay. I see us. We're good. All right, let's get going. The first thing I want to do is I want to show everybody the first of all, I'm Melissa, Red Pill of the World. If you guys are this is your first time to see us, and this is our wonderful Catherine Engelbrecht, this amazing patriot who's been working to True the Vote for 15 years. And so I'm so thankful that she's joined with me. I'm so excited. And so I've just known about you for years, and you're just one of my heroes. I'm so proud of you. And so anyway, and I found out we're just down the street from each other. We're both Texas girls. So anyway, this is my site, though, freedomforce.live. If you are interested in finding out more about what's going on biblically, check it out, freedomforce.live. I have 1,000 videos over there on all kinds of subjects, including election integrity. But this is where I want you to go today. If you haven't done so already, I've been putting this on my social media for you guys to go on truthevote.org. I want you guys to go, and as soon as you get there, go to the engage button, and you will see the IV3. That's what Catherine's going to talk to us about today. And this is how we can cleanse the voter records. And when you get there, this is what you're going to see. Okay, so tell us everything we need to know, Catherine, to help cleanse these voter records.
Sure thing. So IV3 stands for Independent Vote Verification and Validation. And this is very much about teach a man to fish. We want to give you access to your local county or whatever your local jurisdiction is. It's county, municipality, township, parish, you know, everybody has their own wording, but generally it's county. Anyway, giving you access to those voter rolls and giving you additionally access to comparisons to other databases that help us to highlight potentially ineligible records. Most states have a process called a citizen or a voter or an elector challenge that allows a registered voter in a local jurisdiction to identify potentially ineligible records and then submit those records to the counties for the county's review. Now, this is a different project than organizations that are out suing to have the rolls cleaned, or even for the counties themselves and what they are doing to help to improve the accuracy of the rolls.
Right.
And I'm thrilled to tell you, Melissa, that in years past, let me say it differently. We have never seen as much activity to get the rolls clean by counties themselves as we are seeing right now.
Oh, and I have no doubt. By the counties.
Yes. Yes. And I have no doubt. In fact, here in Texas, our Secretary of State sent out a notice just like last week that went public, reminding all the counties that they've got to do everything they can to get the rolls clean before the election. And we are with the challengers that are working inside of IV3 and providing information to their counties. They're getting super positive feedback. So look, in a perfect world, we wouldn't even need IV3. But the rolls are a mess and not every county is doing what they need to do. But the good news is we should want for good news, right?
Yes.
And the good news is counties are doing it. So all this to say, that we give you the access to the information that you can then look at the record, decide for yourself, and then if you choose that you do want to challenge the record, we auto-format it into a spreadsheet for you that you can send to the county, and then they can take appropriate actions. Now, moving or removing names from the voter rolls can be, and in most cases always, nearly always, is a multi-step process, but I can't overstate the value of citizens engaging. Even if it's step one in a process, you have kickstarted a process that otherwise would not have been brought to the attention of the county.
Right.
So what we see, we have over 35,000 people currently working in the app. And what we see is everything from, feedback, and we're very, very interested in all the feedback that people are getting, everything from, the counties thanking them and telling them the dispensation of what they've turned in, like what's going to be happening behind the scenes, which is fantastic, through to the other end of counties not responding at all.
Right.
And then we talk about how to peel back those layers and take next step types of action should you need to. But for the moment, why don't we just look at the app and then I can answer more specific questions.
Let's do that.
But the goal, though, broadly speaking, is just to get the roles as accurate as they can be by any means that we can. And so many states have this process available to citizens. So let's take them up on their offer and let's get the roles clean.
Yes.
So what you're looking at here is the sort of front door to the IV3 app. What happens here is this is just giving you information on the program itself. If you want to participate, you need to click on the button that says register.
Right here.
That's right. That will take you to a page where you enter your information. We do ask you for your ID, so it may be easier to do the registration from your cell phone, so you can just take a quick picture of it and post it. If not, if you're working from your laptop, you can take a picture of it, send that to your laptop, save it, then post it. I know it's a bit of a headache, but the reason we do that is twofold. Number one, we want to make absolutely certain that we are giving you access to the correct data, because if you are not in the right county, then all the work you do is going to be rejected. We don't want that.
Right.
Additionally, we need to make sure you are who you say that you are, because, and it may not shock many of your listeners, but we have a lot of people that are trying to implode this effort and make a mess of things. And so we try to keep the level of engagement sufficiently secure so that we know who's working in the app.
Right.
And then if they go on to do untoward things, we can track back to that and figure it out.
Yeah.
So, but that's the registration process.
This is the screen, everybody, where you go and register, right? And yes, she is asking for, just like she said, name, ring and serial number, basically your name, your address, your county, your date of birth, and it's going to ask you for your driver's license, okay, front and back, if I remember correctly, right? This is, and that might make some of you nervous. Let me just tell you something. Time for us being nervous is over. We have got to be tough and strong. And let me just tell you something. Of all the people in the world, I trust Catherine Engelbrecht. She has proven herself in the trenches. I don't know if we're not going to go all into the detail, but she refused to give up some data to the courts. And they put her behind bars. And I'm so proud of you that you were so courageous. A lot of people have buckled at that point, and you did not. So she has proven she will protect your data, protect your information. But we want to make sure that when you sign up, not me, I'm just I'm not even really part of it. I'm trying to join in. But when they give you the information, they need to know that you have the standing, am I right, in your county to be able to take these challenges to your clerk or whatever they're called, the election official in your county. Am I right?
That's exactly right. We've got to literally match you in the voter rolls. And this sometimes introduces all new levels of frustration, because what you think your registration should be and what the county shows in their rolls may not match. And so we've got to work through all of that. But I also want to encourage people that if you do choose to participate, please be assured that everything that we do relative to this registration is encrypted. It's not shared publicly. It's only for validation, and then we get rid of it.
Yes.
We just want to make sure that we have it when we start off so that everybody starts off on the right foot.
Yes.
And Melissa, just your point about what I went to prison for, it was actually not that we wouldn't share data. It was that we wouldn't share a name. And so I say that because it's so pertinent here. The name in that court case really had no bearing in the case itself. It was just a name that they wanted said publicly so that people could do what they do and try to censor and silence. And so we just, it was immaterial to the case. And that's, I do take it that seriously, though. We will not give up this information. And that's not the point. We're just trying to make sure everything is on an even keel when you start.
Yes, I'm just so, so proud of you and proud to work with you and proud of what you're doing for our country. And she's been doing it, like I said, 15 years, right, Catherine? This is so much time.
Yes.
You know this game.
Oh my gosh, no. I mean, I might come from an oil and gas background. I have no political background. I'm not running for office. It was just way back when, 2009, went to work at the polls my very first time and saw problems in a process that I thought, well, this, why are these problems here? We can straighten this out. This is
right.
It's just data and technology and, you know, a good workflow.
Right.
But what I've learned over the years is there's an awful lot more in play here than what should be a very simple process. And therein lies
right.
the real problem.
Right.
Because you have a lot of people that are actively lobbying to keep our elections perpetually broken. And we can't stand for that. We must push back. And frankly, if citizens don't stand up and do things like IV3, where the government can clearly see that people are rolling up their sleeves and putting on their waders and getting involved, it will. If we don't do this, it will never change.
Right.
Because as long as we stay silent
right.
and stay on the
right.
sidelines, they'll just keep on rolling.
Exactly.
We have got to make it known that we are awake and engaged. And then you will be amazed at how quickly things will right themselves.
Sort
but they've
out.
Got to hear from the people.
Right. And so I'm serious, you guys. You know, we're the Freedom Force Battalion. We're not here to just, you know, get information and watch people talk. Catherine yeah. and I have no desire to sit on here and talk. We want our country back. And so everybody, I'm telling you, everybody who's watching this, get on there, IV3.us, and register. You're going to get this email, and the email will show that you've been approved, and then they'll give you a link so that you go in, you'll put in your email address and the password that they assign to you, then you can go and change the password, whatever. And the very first screen you get to is going to be this screen right here, something like this in your county. And on the left side, it tells you what your statewide counts are. And for example, on here, it's a little hard to see from probably from your screen, but it says the red is what has been those who've been registered. And then this area, this darker area, is moved from registered address. In Texas, there are 900,000 who have moved from their address. They have no right to vote. And like I was saying on the video the other day, I'm not worried about Joe, who might have moved, and he would probably come back into our county and vote in both places. He might do that. My concern is someone taking that very valuable ballot and vote and using that to register a vote, to post a vote. That's my concern. And so on the right side, you'll see the countywide numbers. In this particular county, I think it says 1,698 had moved. So what we did was we gathered up several people who have some time that they would like to be a part of this effort. And we have a teamwork they're working on this to get these sorted out. Basically, when you go into this area right here where it says the non-standard addresses, you view the active ones. You've already done. Catherine's already done the hard work for us. You see that there are 200 at a commercial address. You can immediately say, I need to challenge that. And you just go in and you click that you want to challenge it. And then it's going to go down here where you see my challenges. And you're going to view the ones that you've challenged, basically print it out, sign it, you know, an affidavit, and take it to your election officials. It's really that simple. Am I right, Catherine?
It is. I would add one more thing for consideration. When you first start with IV3, at the bottom of the screen that we're looking at right now, there's a line that says state challenge spreadsheet, I believe.
Yes.
And it's a hyperlink.
Okay.
Click that is the very first thing you do. Click that because you will go then to a spreadsheet that shows the rules and the steps to follow in every single state.
Yes.
So in the state of Texas, for example, you'll go to the spreadsheet and you'll see what Texas says about elector challenges, who can challenge, what you need to challenge. And then in the state of Texas, you've got a requirement to submit an oath. We give you the language and we give you the link to a pre-formatted oath. And then we give you, and again, this is Texas is unique in this way. You've got some really good additional information that was provided through the Secretary of State, because when challenges were filed a few years ago and there were questions about whether or not they could be should be considered by the counties what standing the individual had. The Secretary of State wrote a memo, multi-page memo, that says this is what a good challenge needs to look like. You only need to submit one oath, no matter how many challenges you submit. Just having knowledge of the facts is enough to be considered personal knowledge, and things of that sort. So the additional information that's provided in Texas is particularly helpful, but we have it for every state. And now that you have the spreadsheet pulled up, I'll tell you also, we've tried to color code them. So if you see that the color is green, green means you have a process that you can follow from beginning to end, and it's codified in state code. Yellow means you have a process, but it's not nearly as clear as we'd like it to be, or maybe there are some things about it that give us pause that we're trying to draw your attention to. And then what you don't see on the screen right now, but does exist, are other states that are blue in color. And blue means they don't have a process. You can still use IV3, you can still submit challenges, but we don't know quite what to expect to tell you that you're going to get back as a response. So what we recommend is just starting, no matter what color your state is, when you first submit challenges, submit a small batch at first, whatever small feels like to you. It could be one, it could be 10, it could be 100, but whatever kind of feels like a good landing point, your first working session, go ahead and submit those and see what kind of feedback you get. Because if you are told by your county that you need to make some adjustments, or that you didn't give them what they needed, or whatever the case may be, it's better to know with fewer challenges so that you can adjust your process and then continue on.
Very good. Thank you. That's great. Okay, so there you see the blue and the yellow and the green, the different ones that you were talking about. That's great. Right. All right. That's great. So, okay, and then there was one other thing that I was showing on here, and that is this is kind of what the training videos that you have on there. If you have any questions, there are training videos that you should be able to pretty much get your questions answered. And then, you know, what the screens look like. They're very simple screens to follow.
And it's very simple. It's as simple as you think it is. I would just encourage your users. I mean, you don't need to overcomplicate it. It's very, very straightforward.
Yes.
And if you're in the app, the screen that we're looking at right now, when you're in the app, there's two buttons at the top of the app. There's home and then there's help. Help has these training videos and a host of additional information, frequently asked questions, different types of queries that you may be interested in sort of understanding the inner workings of. But all of that is posted in the help desk. And then additionally, when you get to the time that you're choosing to print out your challenges, you export your challenges, that they auto format onto a spreadsheet. There's an additional document there that you can also choose to print at that point for your county, which gives all the data specifications, where the data came from, how the query was formatted, so that the questions around how we came to the ability to even show you these records, all of that's laid out for you right there, and that you can provide to your county
in case they ask. Okay.
In case they ask.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. All right. That seems very simple. And again, it seems like you guys have done all the legwork for us. It's really simple. Just register, go in there, see which voters. There's, like I said, 200 in a commercial address, or maybe there's, these people have moved and they've been moved for years and years and years. We need to go ahead and, you know, just challenge them. Print this out, print these documents out that you were saying. You take them and have them signed from an affidavit. So it just has to be notarized. Is that what you're saying?
I don't remember in Texas if it has to be notarized.
Okay, each state is different.
Each state is different. Some states, but the thing is, you could only have to do it once. So there's this, like everything, there's a balance, right? Because in Texas, you can submit just one oath with your batch of challenges. But if you do have to get it notarized, then you have to factor that in and figure out how many times you want to go through the notary process. So that kind of determines how many challenges you get in the queue before you submit.
Okay.
So it's all a balance, all a balancing
act. So the next step would be literally just physically go and take these papers to the election official. Is there something that we should do through the vote before we do that?
Well, actually, what we recommend is send them in electronically. So Google your local election administrator or call them and ask, you know, explain what you'd like to provide and ask them what address to send it to. The reason that we suggest you do it via email is that that way you have an immediate digital paper trail of who said what to whom. You sent it, then they responded. Now, if you want to additionally take it in person, that's great. Okay. But, you know, there's, if you are sending everything in and you're attaching your spreadsheet, your cover sheet, they'll have the full sort of full file, and they can then take that spreadsheet, export it into their own setup and immediately do a comparison. So it makes it very fast and much more efficient than having it just hard copy.
Okay. Quick question. When you have this, how am I going to do an affidavit if I'm sending this electronically?
You would print out the affidavit.
Okay.
And you know, one of two ways. You can either sign it electronically using a software like Adobe or whatever, okay, where you drop your signature,
okay,
or print it out, sign it,
scan it,
and then either scan it or take a picture of it, okay, and post it back in.
Okay, perfect. Got that. All right. So then what should we expect at that point? Once we've emailed it to them, then what?
Then it really depends on the county. What we recommend is give it, you know, 3 to 5 business days. And if you haven't heard anything, just follow up. Follow up via email, even put a phone call in. Again, email always is going to give you the proof that you tried. And so if you don't get a response, that's documented as well. If it goes beyond a week, ratchet it up a little bit, maybe make another phone call. Most counties, what we are seeing, most counties are responding, and that's a great thing. That's what we want. And they're either providing good feedback, or they are just saying, thank you, we've got this, we're going to take this and put it into action, which is the best.
Okay.
You do see sometimes counties respond and say, we don't even know what you're talking about, and we've never heard of such a thing as challenges. And in that instance, you want to go back to that spreadsheet and quote them the chapter and verse. And say, this is what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, the green, yellow, blue one, you guys. The green, yellow, blue spreadsheet.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And okay. So what we tried to do is give you all of the building blocks you need, but it's very much about your communication and your relationship with your county. You know, don't go in guns a-blazing, you know.
Right.
You want to be a value add to the community. You want to be a trusted advocate for the community and the election administrator and their team, we want you to be viewed to them as someone who's really trying to help.
Right.
You're not trying to throw them under a bus. You're not trying to make their lives miserable.
Right.
Look, a lot of these counties, they don't have the resources to do what you're providing. It's just the fact.
And like I said, I'm just so amazed at how much you've done for us. You've gathered all the data. You've already sorted them out really to the ones that are the trouble ones that need to be challenged. Okay. So two things. One about dead voters. Number two about our deadline. Okay. So
Yes. First
tell us about potentially dead voters. You mentioned to me that that's could be a potentially tricky little topic.
It's a tricky topic, and it's not that it can't be done. But here are sort of the guardrails on it. For us to do it, we would want to partner with a third-party data provider, and then they give us their records on deceased, and then we would import them kind of like we've done in the other areas in this app. That level data we have found to be too inaccurate for comfort. It is predominantly accurate, but it's not accurate enough. We need to be 95% or better. And for deceased, because the voter rolls are so bad, and you can't really match. Most states don't give you full date of birth.
We're going for the low hanging fruit, which is the moved voters or the voters that there's 200 people at a commercial address.
That's exactly right.
Can get that cleaned up, then we're going to be way ahead of the game. That's the big
100%. Okay. Now, if you just have a bee in your bonnet about deceased voters and doggone it, you want to do that kind of research, then what you do is go through something like Ancestry.com, which does have, of all of the various platforms, Ancestry has probably the best reasonably available platform to look up recent deceased information.
Okay.
And then you can use the app where we have the straight search by name or search by address, and pull up to see if that person seems to match.
Okay.
And you can file the challenge okay. in that
right.
way.
But what we're really trying to do, our goal right here, because we don't have a lot of time. I was
right.
talking about the deadline.
Right.
It's coming up like the middle of July. That's not much
yeah.
time. We have to get on this now, because once that deadline passes, we cannot make any more changes to the voter rolls. People have to be
right.
registered or removed by that day. And it has like what... 90 days before the election?
It's 90 days before. So let me speak to that a little
yes.
bit as well. So back in that spreadsheet, that green, yellow, blue spreadsheet, we have in there our recommended deadlines. And let me put some more definition around that. Most states are held to a standard under the National Voter Registration Act, which is a federal standard that requires that no more maintenance efforts be made of the voter rolls up until 90 days before an election. So changes can be made, but once you hit that 90-day mark, the curtain goes down. And so the question then is the 90-day mark 90 days from November 5th, the day of the election,
right.
or is it 90 days from when early election starts?
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So to be very, very safe, what we did, and because we couldn't get a legal opinion that we felt like was good across the country, what we did was we said, we're going to count out 90 days from the first day of early election. So that's why the deadline is coming up so quickly.
Right.
You could learn that the county may tell you in your interaction, oh, you have time. That's, you know, use whatever tools you are given.
Right.
But for us, that's why the deadline
is
what it is.
Don't let the grass grow under your feet. Don't let the grass.
That's it.
Let's get this done today. I'm telling you guys, get this done today. You know how I'm in this battle fighting hard every day, and I know you guys are too, sharing information. Put this on the top of your to-do list. And this is what, you know, Catherine has been working on for so long, too. Okay, I'm going to show one more thing, Catherine. I think we need to show them this scan. What was it? I can't remember the name
of it. Scan Check Protect.
Okay, Scan Check Protect. Is that under here? Okay, when you go to the Engage button, everybody, you'll see this button right here, Scan Check Protect. Tell us about that.
Sure. Scan, Check, Protect. I think it's a great conversation starter that you can share with family and friends to get them involved. But here's what Scan, Check, Protect does. You can scroll down a little bit on that screen. You can pick your state. And we have all kinds of stickers that have these QR codes on it. And so that's kind of we have merch that has a QR code on it. We go out to all of the rallies and give out all the merch and stickers. And so that's kind of the kickoff point when you're working with people in person. But you pick your state, and then if you want to get registered, you can get registered. If you want to check your registration, you can check your registration. But if you have moved from other states, let's just say you were registered when you were 18 and now you're 40 and you've lived in 5 states and you've likely been registered in every state, or maybe you don't even know, the ability to protect your voter record by looking back at states where you once lived and checking to see if you are on those voter rolls. And then if you are, we give you the steps to help you remove yourself from those voter rolls.
Yes.
So that's right. what the protect piece is about. If we all did that, look, what we know, Melissa, is that there are over 25 million potentially ineligible records on the voter rolls today. And so if everybody does their part, does a little bit of spring cleaning and make sure that their own records are cleaned up, That is step one.
Yes.
Even before you get to IV3, make sure
right.
your own house
yep.
is in order.
Right.
And it's a huge step in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. I did that. And the good news for me, because I at one point lived in Louisiana, I've had 3 different addresses since I've lived in Texas. And so I checked all of those and everything was clear. I'm only registered in my current address, and that was great. But I was able to verify that. I went actually on the Louisiana one at one point, and I found that, you know, that I was not registered any longer in Louisiana. So you can do this maybe for deceased family members, that type of thing. You can check. I did that
absolutely,
for family
yes.
members too, just to see somebody using, you know, Pawpaw's, you know, voter number. So I wanted you guys to see that. All right. I don't want to have this video very long. It's 29 minutes in. I think that we've covered the main bases, don't you think, Catherine?
I think so. With one little caveat, I'd
yeah.
like to add, because as you go through all of this, you may quite question, if we have all this data, why don't we just give it to the counties and be done? There is such tremendous value in all of us working together towards the ends of getting our voter rolls accurate. If we were just to file everything, it'd have to be in the form of a lawsuit. It would take forever. This is the most efficient. This path, working at scale with as many people as we can working alongside us, is the fastest path to helping protect the voter rolls this November.
Okay, then that's what we're going to do. You're the expert. You've been doing this for a long time. You know the best way for us to get this done. And you've also been highly acclaimed by our wonderful President Trump. So, you know, we'll take his advice that we should follow your lead because you know what you're doing. So I'm just, like I said, I'm so proud of you. I'm so thankful that you came on to the show with us. You might not know this, but I don't interview that many people. I mostly come on and I talk about just the current events in the light of God's word, and we have a great time. Mm. But I wanted you to come on because you guys, you know that. You know that I don't really interview that many people. I wanted Catherine to come on here because this is critical. We have to get this done. And so I'm serious. I'm going to be talking to her in the next couple of days. I want to hear from her that she's gotten a lot new people who are jumping in there with both feet. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to be part of what the Lord is doing in this day. We're going to be a part of what Catherine is doing and all these great patriots, because if we don't have a true vote, then we don't have a country. That's just the bottom line. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you for what Catherine has done and all this wonderful team that she has. We pray that you would help us to get this job done and then just give us the strength to do it. I pray you bless each one of the patriots on our channel, that they would just take one step at a time and get the voter records clean in their county. Lord, you have placed them in that specific county for such a time as this, for a very good reason. And so we ask that you would bless them so that they can bless their county and bless our country with a true vote. We pray all this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, friend.
Hang on with
Absolutely.
Me just for 2 seconds, and I'm going to jet out of here, you guys. I love you guys with all my heart, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm going to be asking her if she's gotten a lot more people. Okay, I'll talk to you later.